Hey, this is Tim McKernan, and I am here with Seth Goldkamp of Design Air Heating and Cooling, and I have been a longtime Design Air client. What separates you guys from everybody else?
It's becoming more common for companies to just get their foot in the door. They try to come up with different ways to upsell. They try to see how much they can make off of a customer as opposed to, hey, we're in there to do a service. We're going to do it well. We're going to do it for a fair price.
I don't know how many emails I have received from our listeners who experienced the incredible customer service Design Air Heating and Cooling provides. It's Design Air Heating and Cooling online at designairservice.com.
The choice of a lawyer is important and shouldn't be based on an ad.
If you're seriously hurt in an accident, you'll want all the money you deserve. That's called justice. But there wouldn't be lawyers if justice was easy. No, justice is not easy. It's fought for and it's won. At Brown & Crouppen, we fight for justice every day. If you want some, call 222-2222, because at Brown & Crouppen, justice is our business.
Hey, this is Tim McKernan for Design Air Heating and Cooling. I am not just here to tell you about a client. I am here to tell you that I am a client. And when we were working on our home, we made sure that we had Design Air Heating and Cooling handle it. Call Design Air today to schedule your tune-up so your air conditioning is ready for the summer. Design Air is the number one train dealer in the Midwest, and it's hard to stop a train. It's Design Air Heating and Cooling, the official air conditioning company of the morning after. Contact them at designairservice.com.
Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Now back to Tim, Jim, and Doug on 590 The Fan
and
InsideSTL.com.
Nice. It's cold this morning, and I just want to stay inside and sleep. My kids kept me up late last night.
Damn kids.
As the sun rays come in,
is that what it is? On mic?
Here comes that hand as it grabs a hold of me and snatches me up out of my tree stump.
Damn people.
What again? There. Again.
I thought about biting him on the hand. If he does it again, I'll give him rabies. What are they looking for? They're asking me, where's my shadow?
It's Ryan Kelly Morning After, 590 The Fan, KFNS, and InsideSTL.com live from the Johnny Landoff Chevrolet Studios. Tim McKernan, Doug Vaughn, Jennings Randolph Jr. in for Jimmy the Cat Hayes. The Plowhawk is on the ones and twos. Iggy is bringing the heat. And Gangster Pete is in the eye in the sky who watches over us all. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast so you can listen to this anytime. Might want to relive the Appliance Discounter 7 o'clock hour. Well, go to the podcast. Download it. It's free, and then you can listen anytime you want. In addition to that, also the Tim McKernan Show podcast and the Cat Chat podcast. My guest this week on the Tim McKernan Show, Anthony Bartlett of St. Louis Transplants.
Explain that to me real quick.
Yes.
What is St. Louis Transplants?
St. Louis Transplants is a company he co-founded in 2010 as he observed, as his parents were transplants, how difficult it can be for people outside of St. Louis to move to St. Louis. And what he was finding is there were businesses interested in moving to St. Louis or individuals interested in moving to St. Louis, but the perception of St. Louis was so terrible that oftentimes St. Louis would lose out on these individuals or these companies, partially because of crime, the other part because the perception that it's like a really, really small town.
Yep.
Because they look at the population of the city and they see like 350,000 people. And then they land here, he says, and then he takes them around and they're like, this place is
a lot different than what they said. Yeah.
And so we spent a good amount of time on that.
Is he bullish really about our town?
Yeah, we both are.
Good.
And it was a really good conversation. It was one of those that could have gone on forever. But Larry had an interview with a couple of tag team guys, and he needed the studio.
Nickel, you're talking about.
Yep. Sell some more tickets to the wrestling.
Sometimes I wonder about the pecking order. But nonetheless, that's on the Tim McKernan Show this week. Then we have questions from the audience. And then pick six, where my guy, the weatherman, I think is picking at around 35% success against the spread. Is that what it is, Gangster? It's 35%. The man was 65% against the spread last year, Jennings. He's 35%.
As Jay Sr. would say, it all evens out. And I say, well, how you doing overall? Not real good, are you? Yeah, even out.
Ryan Kelly is getting ready to climb a volcano.
He's unbelievable.
Volcano?
Yeah. And he joins us right now. Ryan, hello, 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 Halloween.
Oh, good morning, gentlemen. I'm out for a morning run. Probably one of my least favorite things to do is running. I am not built for running. I am not Chrissy Runner Girl, obviously. But I put the miles in when I need to, and that was one of those times. I'm preparing for our fifth annual Climb for the Kids. This is the fifth year. We have chosen a mountain, trained hard, planned correctly, got our gear together, built the website, started the campaign, summited a mountain, and raised a lot of money for kids and families battling life-threatening disease. The fan page, the morning after. You guys are no strangers to my Climb for the Kids. You've been part of it every year. Started year one raising money for Friends of Kids with Cancer, and it has grown quite a bit. I always rely on the morning after show and the fan page to be big donators. You always come through strong. It's always for the kids. I'll drop something on the fan page. I'm going to try to get the show out to our office in the next week or so. Do something because, again, these listeners here are so loyal. They prove it time and time again. Backstoppers events, Larry Nickel events, the list goes on and on and on. Climb for the Kids, of course, always comes through strong. So I will be doing something here shortly, getting a link out there, getting something, and then we'll be doing some recognition for all the listeners of the morning after that do donate. So this year we are heading down to South America. I leave in 5 days for Ecuador. Just so everybody knows, Ecuador is in South America. It's below Colombia. And they have very tall mountains in Ecuador, and that's where we're going. It is also summertime now in Ecuador, and that's another reason we're going, because I was just too busy at the beginning of the year to find a mountain to go climb in June and July. So we knew we'd have to do this in Q4. Q4 means we go south of the equator. Here we go. We're going to Ecuador and attempt to summit Cotopaxi. Cotopaxi is a 20,000-foot tall volcano, 20,000 foot. Definitely the tallest mountain I've ever attempted to summit, and my team. It will take us 9 days.
Wow.
Nine days away from the kids, away from the family, away from the business, away from it all. But we do it for the kids. This year, we're trying to raise $100,000. Last year, we were right at 50. This year, we're trying to raise $100,000. We have five incredible charitable organizations. Big shout-out to Tim McKernan and Dan McGough, and I just saw your donation come through, your contribution. Thank you. And our five charitable partners this year, I won't name them all, but I'll give you two of our local favorites. SSM Health, Cardinal Glennon Hospital down on Grand. They do not turn you down based off your ability to pay. They have the best care in the nation, and that's why we climb to raise money to keep their programs going. We also have Friends of Kids with Cancer. I can't say enough good things about that organization. They don't just take care of the sick child. They also help the entire family, the siblings. I mean, like, we'll donate a Cardinal suite to Friends of Kids with Cancer, and they don't take the sick child. They give it to the sibling, and they take all their friends from high school so they don't get left out of the mix. They do a lot of great things like that. All of your donations go completely, 100% of donations go to those organizations. We cover the cost of climb. We cover it all. So when you make a donation, it goes straight to them. It's tax deductible, and it's an incredible thing to do. I've taken up enough time, but follow our journey on our fifth annual Climb for the Kids. We're posting like crazy on the Climb for the Kids Facebook page. We have the website up, climbforthekids.com, climbforthekids.com. Go to it now. Make a donation. Feel good about yourself today. A lot of people ask me why my competition doesn't stand a chance, why I keep working as hard as I do. Most of them are money motivated. I do it for the kids. And that's what gets me up every morning, fights harder and harder. Understand what that's like. Make a donation today. See how that feels when you know you're doing your part at climbforthekids.com. Thank you, guys, for letting me take up so much time. Climb is very important to me. You guys always come through strong in the morning after. I'm just dropping the knowledge now. Go find climbforthekids.com. Thanks, guys.
There he is. Ryan Kelly. I knew he was climbing the mountain in Ecuador. I didn't know it took 9 days.
20,000 feet.
Oh, my God.
Huh. I mean, that's got to be one where you got to go up a certain point, stop, get your bearings, then you start going up again.
Oh, yeah. Doug, I know you climbed Everest in
many times.
Three was the first time. And how many days did it take you to summit?
One. Oh, wow. I don't stop. I just go straight up.
It's like a hike.
Just go straight up, yeah.
Get up and down before sunset.
The Sherpas would look at us and just laugh. Right up
there. God, you go up Everest, and there's just like bodies just frozen there. And they can't do anything.
Don't mind him.
They can't do anything because they can't get them.
We're looking for like a microwave to cook our hot pockets. Oh, like, okay.
Can it really be that much fun? Doesn't it just sound horrible?
I bet you it feels good to get to the top, but I certainly bet you regret it probably 60-70% of the time. That last stretch has got to be just the worst.
Well, they do. I think there was an HBO Real Sports story on it this year, if I'm not mistaken. It was a documentary piece somewhere about how there has been such a surge in people who are not qualified, who want to climb it, that there are more and more deaths. And then they show a picture of the line to the summit. And it's not like it's a concourse at Busch Stadium to get down once you get to the summit, if you get to the summit. And then when you're at the top of it, it's not like you hang out. You have no air. You know,
you take your picture and you go.
Oh, you just roll back down.
Is it like Jon Snow and his Irish chick climbing the ice?
Doug?
Straight up.
You're that Game of Thrones again.
Yeah.
Don't look so distressed when you say Game of Thrones.
I love it.
I mean, I have all the respect in the world for the people that can do that. I just don't know.
The motivation.
I would watch Free Solo. It's a fantastic documentary about this guy who climbs with no...
Oh, my goodness.
It's so intense, like, and he does it with no... It's free climbing in Yosemite, I think, with no...
No tools? Is that what you're saying?
Or Yellowstone. I forgot where it was.
That stuff's not cheap either. I mean, to make a climb is a big dollar commitment.
Doug, there's also recreationals all over Everest as people just...
I bet.
Have to leave it. Thanks. That's from the Oakville Hoosier. I just climbed it.
Yeah, and that would freeze up too. The whole thing sounds like. How big of a check do I have to write so I don't
have
to do this?
You get terrible reception up there too. You probably can't even watch the game on your iPhone.
Or you go to take your picture and the phone freezes and you don't get your picture. I assume there's not an Olin Mills photographer up there ready to snap your shot.
That's a nice backdrop. Me and my brothers did those growing up.
Oh, and my kids all did them. Every year you go.
I had a bowl cut. It was great. I had a nice, thick Rod Blagojevich-like hair, and it's just gone with the wind, Jack.
Old school listener Thurman wants to let people know it takes 9 days to get to the summit of Doug's ass.
Okay.
Yep. There goes Thurman.
Old school Thurman. What, you got a government name there?
Thurman V. We'll go that far.
Thurman V.
Yep.
Has been suspended. He's been suspended a period of 2 days' time, and that name, along with Tommy Hamilton earlier, has gone into the Hot Shots leather-bound suspension log Yule.
Doug, could you tell us about Duke's? Because it's a place that I'd like to go. I'd like to go to the upstairs bar just for like 5 minutes and like see Clooney, see Brad Pitt.
Yeah. You won't get in.
See Helen Mirren. No.
It's for A-listers.
Helen Mirren!
Is there.
Thurman V won't get in. Still. Tommy Hamilton won't get in. I'm looking at other names here. Kevin Miller.
I bet he could get in.
Names from the suspension log, none of these people will get in because they're looking for the best and the brightest at Duke's, and they get it. They don't get it every night because it's not open. At least the upstairs bar is not open on a nightly basis, Jay. It's open on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. And on those nights, Duke's upstairs is rocking and rolling, and it is St. Louis' hottest dance floor. But bring your A game because that's where the elite meet in St. Louis. Maybe someone like us would be best off just to kind of settle for that first floor because
it's fine.
Great. It's not just fine. It's great. It's a sports bar. It's got the 12 rotating drafts. It's loaded with sports memorabilia and TVs. Perfect place to catch the game and get a great bite to eat. I'm suggesting the grilled chicken. It comes with asparagus. I'm not asparagus. It comes with
asparagus broth.
Yeah, it doesn't come with asparagus.
I didn't know they were playing up the asparagus.
No, it didn't come with asparagus.
Bat crap list of copy points.
Yeah, it didn't. Well, that's just I'm off the. Off the
you're right
empty.
Right
because
right
I've been there and I've eaten. I've eaten.
Just like a Curb Your Enthusiasm episode.
Very good.
Now.
It came with rice and it came with vegetables and I mean the grilled chicken sandwich.
What about the asparagus?
It wasn't asparagus.
I had asparagus last night.
Did you?
I love asparagus.
Well, I'll eat it. It's like eating wet grass, but it's not what comes with the grilled chicken.
You do it right.
How do you do yours?
This was broccoli.
I just sauteed mine in a little extra virgin olive oil, salt and pepper. That's it.
Well, maybe that's what they did here.
Get them nice and crisp. Then I had some nice French bread and dipped that into the olive oil.
Didn't come with French bread. Yeah. I didn't need the French bread.
Nice little Italian meal last night.
They've also got the patio bar. If you've got a dog, you'd like to walk and you go to the bar with you, or a cat, I guess, if you put a cat.
No,
up
I don't.
You
think
see
it,
a little of everything in Soulard. You don't know.
You don't
come
think
out and check Dukes and Soulard out before and after Blues and Cardinal games. You can park there at Dukes, hop on their free shuttle to any downtown home game. Dukes Happy Hour Monday through Friday from 3 to 6, featuring great savings on pints, bottles, cocktails, and apps. That's Dukes and Soulard. It is three bars in one.
Three bars in one. Coming up at 9:15 on the STL TaxLawyer.com Captain's Log. Benjamin Albright, he who reported last night on the Twitter tweets that the NFL is talking about London and St. Louis as a new home for the Los Angeles, formerly of San Diego, in 2017 Chargers. Franchises move up the coast, down the coast. Ah, yes.
The coast.
Correct. That's actually correct. Yeah. That's in my prompter. Hey, people were noticing how smooth my skin is.
I don't know.
What? And it's because of Harry's razors. Humans have been shaving for over 5,000 years. From flint tools to shark teeth to the first copper razor, we always knew that a great shave comes down to the simple, sharp, durable blades. The ancient Greeks didn't need flex balls or heated handles, and neither do you. That's why Harry's doesn't add gimmicky features to their razors. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just use code INSIDESTL at harrys.com. Love the Harry's razors, smooth shave, no nicks, no cuts. Harry's is the return to the essential, quality, durable blades at a fair price. Just $2 per blade. To keep prices low, they cut out the middleman. Harry's owns a world-class blade factory in Germany that's been making some of the best razor blades in the world for 99 years. Harry's has an amazing offer for listeners of the show. New customers get $5 off a trial set from Harry's with code INSIDESTL at harrys.com. That means you can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping when you use code INSIDESTL at harrys.com. Go to harrys.com today. Use code INSIDESTL at checkout to claim your offer. It's Harry's Razors. Harry's Razors. So Benjamin Albright coming up at 9:15. Your emails for the Hot Shots email of the day at 9:50. The morning after at INSIDESTL.com. Yesterday, a stunning development, Doug. I don't know if it made its way to Denver as you were making your way back to St. Louis, but Carlos Spicy Wiener has returned.
Oh, he has.
For the months of November and December to try and ensure victory for the year of 2019. Currently, he and Timmy Tom are tied at 5 months apiece. Carlos Spicy Wiener wants to win November and December and be the email of the day champion for the year 2019 AD.
Well, it's good to have him back. I know he was busy there for a while.
With
the
wedding.
Wedding and everything. You know. Now he's got that settled and he's ready to go, and I guess he's ready to put pen to paper again.
I don't know if you saw it, but it's pretty cool that your son stated that Sunday in Denver at the game with you was one of his best days ever.
Oh, I didn't see that. A great thing.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
He walked into Mile High Stadium or whatever, Empower Field, I think they call it now, and he said, "This is the most beautiful sight these eyes have ever seen."
That's what Ned Beatty said. He was leaning up against a tree in Deliverance.
No, it was from Rudy. From Rudy.
Deliverance, Rudy.
Yeah, we had a great time there.
Yeah, I mean,
so you and John just went to the Broncos game. He loves the Broncos.
It was his 30th birthday, so I took him. That was his birthday.
Did you get him some Hewes?
No, we didn't do that. No, we just went out to Denver for about 2.5 for the weekend. What an impressive city that is.
You like
it? Holy smokes. Yeah, the downtown area.
There's a Six Flags there.
It's not. There might be a Six Flags
there
right by the stadium. Yes. Yeah, we saw that.
There's a Ferris wheel.
But we didn't go to Six Flags.
Yep, just like in St. Charles, AMC Theaters.
And downtown.
They actually copied that.
Denver did it to me this year, and last year it was Seattle. I mean, these cities that have for decades been about the same size as St. Louis, they have left us in the dust.
Goodbye.
I mean, you just wouldn't recognize it as even competition anymore. I mean, it is. There are 20.
Even Pittsburgh.
At least every 20 buildings in downtown Denver bigger than anything we've got here, and they all look like they were finished about a week and a half ago. The city's clean and thriving, and these enormous high-rise apartments and condos all over the place, and great clean and some free public transportation leading you everywhere. It's just really, really an impressive place. If you haven't been there in a while. I hadn't been to Denver in maybe 15 years.
What was the environment like at the game?
Oh, it was packed. You know, the team's no good. And it was absolutely packed to the rafters. I didn't see any empty, very few empty seats. And the team's, you know, going nowhere with a backup quarterback who hadn't played at all. It was his first start.
Brandon and looked Nelly. Damn good, which yeah, might be an issue for Drew Locke.
Yeah, it could be. It could set Drew Locke back a little bit. Yeah,
he
but
looked good.
He played well.
Well, it's pretty cool to have your kids say one of his greatest days was with you at a football game. So I just
yeah, that was nice. It was a good day for me, too. We had a good time.
That's awesome. Just the two of you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very nice.
That's a fun thing to do is to go and follow your team on the road somewhere. You kind of get to see the city and go to a game and see a new stadium.
How did it become his team? Elway?
I thought he was a Tebow
no,
guy.
No, his grandparents lived in Colorado.
Gotcha.
But he got into him with Tebow, I thought. I thought that was the story. But, I mean, he is 30.
He's been a Bronco fan for a long time because the grandparents lived in Colorado.
That's a good franchise to be a fan of.
Yeah. They do love their Broncos.
And it is a hell of an atmosphere there. I've been to a few games at that stadium. I never went to the old Mile High, but when I went, it was like Invesco, and then it became Sports Authority. They changed their sponsor every few years.
You see some things there you don't see everywhere. I saw a guy walking down the street with a wolf. He said it was a wolf.
Oh, come on.
Oh, he said it weighed 227 pounds.
You sure it was like a wolf dog type of thing?
That's what everybody says, but he says it's two types of wolves in one. And I took a picture of it. I'll show you, Jay, the picture of this thing.
Does he have the wolf on a chain?
On a leash. On a leash.
Oh, you got the picture?
Yeah, this is a big dog.
That doesn't look like a...
It's a big dog next to him.
That doesn't look like a normal pup. That looks like some sort of...
No, it looks like a Yukon Husky.
And we petted it. He said the thing had recently chased down a raccoon and eaten the whole thing. He said it ate the entire raccoon.
Oh, so it wasn't going to bite off your arm at that point. It was full.
No, he says he's pretty good around people because they raised it as a pup or whatever you call a baby wolf.
I still think that's probably illegal to walk it.
You would think. And what if the wolf decides, you know what, I don't want this life anymore.
Yeah, humans actually smell pretty good. I'm going to taste one.
Yeah.
And you got to meet the great Dylan Levinson while you were there. I've got a picture of you with D and JV.
Oh, the guy stopped us on the street.
Yeah, well, he's a sick man. So.
Oh, he is one of a kind. He's the best.
I didn't know him
slow
before.
Sometime.
Oh, Dylan. Great.
How do you know? He said he'd lived out there for 15 years.
Who,
he's
Dylan?
He's one of Dotem's buddies, and he comes in for events, and he's just he loves the show, loves the characters, and
he's a great
him and
dude.
Get him and Dotem together. That's a hell of a treat.
Mm. Flying above the stadium, there was a small airplane with a banner towing a message. It said it was somebody's smoke shop. It said 50% off pipe bongs.
Unbelievable. I was going to ask you about that.
How'd you like the place?
How did you explain that to John?
I didn't. I acted like it wasn't up there.
He covered his eyes for a birthday surprise when you walked by the pipe shops.
Don't look.
Guys, I'm tired of Doug being negative again. How do we go from the great talk of boosting our city yesterday to this? Go live on Olds Island. Thanks. That's from Dogtown Ty.
Nothing to do with being old. It's got everything to do with some cities are thriving, and we're not. This has been my home forever. I wish it was, but if you're being honest, some of these cities that have been about our size have passed us so far that you wouldn't believe it unless you went and walked around some of these other places.
I just received a text from a nondescript 618 number that's not saved in my phone that says, please get to me for the WWE recap.
Oh, sorry, Larry.
Joining us right now. Doug, is Larry Nickel. Larry, this is something that I'm excited. Doug spends time with his son, taking him to Denver for a Broncos game for his 30th birthday. And maybe in 28 years, I'll take my son to WrestleMania because Jameson, Doug, has taken a liking to professional wrestling.
Oh, no.
Why do you say that? You sound like Anna Marie.
He's in the right age group.
So on Monday nights now, Larry, I am actually watching the presentation with my son. And wow, were we in awe of what was going on with Brock Lesnar and Rey Mysterio, who, as Doug pointed out, are about the same size.
No, not Doug. So that would be a real fair fight, wouldn't it? Or fake fight, I guess. It could be close if it's
Doug,
a fake fight. Yeah.
Will you get on your high horse, please? Wrestling is not fake.
No, not in the least. Not in the least, Larry, but it is a good show.
How you doing, Larry? Like it.
I'll be okay, James.
Good.
Larry, what's going on with Brock Lesnar and Rey Mysterio? It's difficult to explain. My son hasn't really seen all of that much wrestling at this point. This might have been his third sode. And so when Brock Lesnar went back and he was looking for Rey Mysterio, Doug, you saw that when he was looking for Rey Mysterio, and he beat the hell out of an usher who was just sitting there doing his job.
Part of the act.
I think my son was a little horrified by what he was seeing, but I said, no, this all makes sense. And then he understood, and then he pulled the gentleman out out of a limousine and beat the hell out of him, too.
Sure, part of the act.
But eventually, Rey Mysterio came out, and he beat the daylights out of Brock Lesnar.
Of course he did, yeah. It always happens that way. You beat up somebody twice your size. It's common.
Here's the whole thing about Brock Lesnar and Rey Mysterio.
Okay.
At the Crown Jewel pay-per-view on Halloween afternoon, Brock Lesnar defended the WWE World Heavyweight Championship. You know, they still call it the WWE title. Mm-hmm. Against Cain Velasquez, which is the godfather of Rey Mysterio's son.
Were we sure about that, Larry, about the whole connection between Kane and Ray?
Yeah, no, not Kane, Kane the Big Red Monster. It's Kane Velasquez, the UFC fighter.
Right, the other one's dead.
No. JC, quit listening to Kevin Miller, okay? He's not dead.
I thought Kane died.
No. Anyway, getting back to about Ray and Brock. After the match at Crown Jewel, Rey Mysterio came in and put up a good fight against Brock Lesnar, but yet Brock Lesnar beat up Ray. And Ray was just looking for a little payback, and sometimes payback can be a total pain in the arse.
Oh, nice. Scottish.
But anyway, Ray got the better of Brock by using a red pipe or a baseball bat, whatever it was.
That's not legal.
And then,
he got the better of him with a baseball bat.
Or a lead pipe.
He was just a better man, that's all.
And then, of course, Ray picked up the WWE World Heavyweight title and used it upside Brock's head.
Don't you think if you got beaten with a baseball bat or a lead pipe across the head, maybe you might be out 6 to 8 months instead of wrestling again the same guy the next night? City.
Ray used the pipe on Brock's leg.
Right.
On his wife.
He used the title belt upside the head.
Okay.
So he only got the pipe on his leg.
Wouldn't that be an offense where someone would get arrested if you hit someone, especially a woman, with a lead pipe?
No.
Why not? That's not illegal? It's not against the law?
I think it's Texas rules.
Yeah.
Anything goes.
Good Lord.
Larry, do you have the top five countries in the world at your disposal?
Yes, I do, but can I throw my 2 cents about this whole L.A. situation?
Sure.
Absolutely. Yeah, I wanted to get you to talk about it, but I didn't know if you were going to get into it. This is going to be good, Doug. This is Larry's perspective on the Chargers, the Rams, St. Louis, London. Go ahead.
Well, in my opinion, the Chargers should move to St. Louis, not London. Because Stan Kroenke is nothing but a greedy old itch.
Oh.
Another edit on the fly.
Well, that's a strong take, Larry. Yeah, and we agree with you. We all agree with you on that, too.
Yeah, because when the Rams went to St. Louis, sore subject, I know. But when the upgrades were needed for the Dome at American Center, mm-hmm. Stan Kroenke did not want to spend one red cent.
No, he didn't.
That's why he left to L.A.
Well, you said a mouthful there, guy.
And the Chargers were wanting to help offset some of the costs for the stadium in L.A. And Stan said no. That's why the Chargers needed to move to St. Louis. As Julesy said on the fan page, they need to become the St. Louis Chargers.
Nice.
Yo, Julesy.
You ought to use that sound, Doug, for your sportscast tonight.
No, we probably won't.
Or Sunday night show.
Right, yeah, you can go a little more depth. Yeah. Larry, sure. It was a great take. Do you have the top five countries in the world at your disposal?
Yes, I do. That's all I'm going to get to, Tim. Thanks for reminding me.
No problem.
Number five is Czechoslovakia.
Yeah. It doesn't exist anymore.
But still.
Number four.
It doesn't exist.
Japan.
They're still with us, right?
That one exists, yeah. Yep, thriving.
Number three for Guy and by Hanson, South Korea and Russia.
Mm-hmm. Guy winning the fan page club championship.
Hench doing whatever he does up what Great Northwest.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, number two is for the cat, Jamaica, Quito, Israel, Jerusalem, Paul Reiser, and Steve Guttenberg.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. Thought they'd be there.
And, of course, number one was and always will be the United States of America.
Okay.
Yes!
Okay, just like that.
You're feeling good, Larry?
He looks good, brother.
Yes, I am.
Good, my man.
Larry, God bless you, and God bless these United States of America.
Yeah, God bless America.
Well, all right, Nixie.
This is Larry Nickel with us here on the program. Yeah, Doug, I'm watching wrestling now. That's where I am.
Well, I'm sorry about that. Whose fault was that?
I don't know how
that
happened.
Turn the TV on.
Yeah, I guess
him
it's got
to
be on me because Anna Marie really is against it.
Yeah. Well, you do learn to punch people, kick people, and then you don't know at a young age that it's not real.
The various uses for chairs.
Yeah, lead pipes apparently were
right,
using on each other.
Those were
yeah,
in play
sure.
last night.
I think that's a wonderful example to set.
That's what I've been watching the last three Mondays with my son is wrestling. So I come prepared now for this segment.
Well,
sounded like it.
Thank you. I feel like helps the program.
We have Nixie on. You have to thank Bob Holchin for helping.
Office
Larry
Essentials,
Nixle.
Jack.
You know Office Essentials has the best prices and services on office supplies. Sure you do. And you know they also have highly trained furniture designers on staff to help, whether you need an entire floor of workspaces or just a couple of chairs. And you can't, please don't forget this, about their full coffee service while you wait featuring St. Louis's own Caldi's. But did you know it's estimated only 2% of printers and copiers have anti-malware protection? Standard firewalls and antivirus software protect your servers and PCs, but you need to protect your printers too. You don't want to add your company to the long list that have been hacked. Through Office Essentials' semi-exclusive partnership with Hewlett-Packard, they can provide you the world's most secure printers, along with comprehensive malware and encryption protection for any print device. If that's not enough, should be, but if it isn't, you can also save up to 45%. On the exact same HP OEM laser cartridges you're buying now. So pot them down and contact Bob Holchin at potdownyourprinters.com to learn more. Like the rest of TMA, Bob is a big fan of Larry Nickel, so he's going to donate a portion of the sale from this promotion to Nixie to help him with his medical bills. From HP printers to HP copiers, from Folgers to Caldi's coffee, from office supplies to office furniture, Office Essentials has you covered. That's potdownyourprinters.com.
Jennings, I just got DrinkWorks, and it is phenomenal.
I hear you talking about it.
This is a nice device here. This is a nice device, and this is a nice device here. When it comes to enjoying a drink at home, beer and wine are the only game in town. Same old routine. Everyone does it. It's getting boring. Well, here comes DrinkWorks. How do you do? Would you like a gin and tonic made in a little pod, then you press a button and you have it in less than 60 seconds? Yes, you would.
Now.
You have it with DrinkWorks.
I've heard you do the spot.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard basement. You talk about the G&T. Now, do you add the booze or is the booze in the pod?
Booze is in the pod, baby.
Wow.
Where does the ice come from?
You put that in there.
Okay.
Water and ice, and then it mixes the drink real
and it
nice.
Just puts, it just
I wasn't even a coffee, Doug. I could do that.
It just comes out, and there it is.
And there it is. And now you're having a little nectar. That's what you're doing. You're having a little nectar. It's an automated cocktail maker that looks great and sits on your countertop. All spirits are straight from the cask. I like that. Straight from the cask. Or the still with no middleman or markup. Work with only the best. And they have incredible variety from things like old fashions or Moscow mules to margaritas, cosmopolitans, almost 30 drinks to choose from. It's convenience. In 60 seconds, you'll have a nice cold cocktail or mixed drink. And it took an army of mixologists and bartenders 10 years to get this right. This brand new machine is already at a great deal. It's already at a great deal. But they are lowering the price. They already have an early bird discount of $100. And just for our listeners, you can take another $50 off for a total savings of $150. This is exclusive just for TMA listeners. They'll even throw in free shipping. This offer is going away very soon, so don't wait. The only way to get this amazing drink maker with exclusive savings plus free shipping, go to drinkworks.com. Use the code TIM50 at checkout to save $150 and get free shipping. Don't wait. This amazing offer won't last, and it's only for our listeners. That's drinkworks.com, and use the code TIM50 at checkout. And remember, please enjoy responsibly. DrinkWorks, think about it.
A hell of a Christmas present.
Yeah.
Nice little treat there. Nice little treat there. Makes it easy.
Takes the guesswork out of drinks.
Yeah, you just press a button, and you got it. Yeah. It's that simple once you put the pot in. All right, well, Jennings, I don't know if you see it. I know Doug hasn't. There's a lot going on the fan page. Right now, John Vaughn has posted pictures of the wolf you guys ran into.
Yeah.
He says 85% gray wolf, 15% Siberian wolf.
That's what they said, yeah.
So that's there. Joe Roderick has just posted day 75, bitches.
Of what? Well, his fitness routine?
He's now getting on Facebook like he was on Twitter.
Oh, is he active?
He's overposting.
Oh, no.
Overposting.
Have you gone mute?
And that comes from an overposter.
Have you gone mute?
No, I'll never mute Roddy.
Day 75 of the 75 hard challenge. And what you do is you follow a diet, no alcohol or cheat meals for 75 days. That would knock me out right there. I'd be out.
Cheat meals would get me.
Yeah.
Like today.
Yeah.
Just today.
Yeah, I have a hard time getting through without a cheat meal.
I really do. I have an addiction there. That's my vice in addition to $300 a month in stag sex.
I know.
And then 2 45-minute workouts, and one of the workouts must be outside. I could do the 45-minute workouts twice a day. I think I could do that. But one workout outside during St. Louis winters isn't necessarily something that I would really want to do, and I don't really know what you would do unless you're just like, I'm going to bundle up and...
If it's too cold, running's worse for you than not running.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, if you get really cold air in your lungs, yeah, that's not good for you.
Thank you for letting me know that.
And you might be running on ice and snow, and the potential for injury is great there.
Maybe you could just be like, do like a hula hoop thing outside and just move your hips back and forth while doing kegels.
That's not going to get it.
I take a progress pic each day. That's easy. I always send out selfies to my bros. 1 gallon of water each day. I think I already do that. And then 10 pages of self-help book reading. Doug, would you do that?
I'd be out.
That's where you're at. You're fine with everything else.
You're not going to do the reading?
Oh, I'm not doing that.
Do you have to have a job at the same time?
I mean, that isn't mentioned.
Be employed?
That isn't mentioned. But Joe Roderick's done the 75 straight days. Today is day 75.
Does he get something?
Doug?
He gets a better body, I guess.
I mean, he doesn't like get anything in the mail, like a certificate that's a 75 or a badge.
But do you go 76 days?
He said he's going to Thanksgiving. So he's gonna push past the 75.
And then what do you do? Just go back to being a schlub?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
I wouldn't be.
No, not Joe Rod, but the whole 75. You just go back to eating cheeseburgers and all of that?
What's the book you're supposed to read? Is there a particular book?
I think it's that thing Dan Marshall wrote.
Yeah, probably the McDonald breakfast menu. I just don't get it. Like, you have to keep that going to maintain a certain... It just does not seem worth it to me. Just get your natural body going.
But I
got to
tell you something. When I saw Roderick up here last week, when I was booted from my interview with Anthony Bartlett so Larry could interview a couple wrestlers, I was like, man, he legitimately, it's like one thing to lose weight, but you're still soft. He looks good, man. And I'm like, what in the hell?
Getting after it.
If you're going to do that routine,
yeah, you would think so.
Or anybody works out an hour and a half a day and doesn't eat bad food, yeah, that's all there is to it.
Here's the rule.
He was eating 18, well, that's why I just read that. 1,800 calories is what he was doing.
Anyone's going to lose weight with that if you can do it.
On days where I don't like delve into Chick-fil-A or something like that, I'm usually at around like 2,000 calories. But to not have that stuff for 75 straight days, I could probably not drink for 75 days. I don't really care about that anymore.
Well, it's the starting that's hard. Once you get into it and then you see results, then you get motivated and then it's easier to follow
along. That's how I got into a spot where I was lifting too much and I hurt my shoulder, which, again, could impact the Fan Page Club Championship.
Thing.
Yeah, both have
we don't want to have that happen.
Yeah, can't have that. Effect.
I was going to be in the Mr. Olympia contest.
Oh my God!
When was that?
15, I think. Until I hurt my shoulder.
Were you getting sprayed with bronzer, or would you actually go tanning?
Yeah, and I was looking for suits,
spraying on
for show pageant suits.
Pageant.
And then I hurt my shoulder, and that was it.
Changing everything.
Yeah.
So I tip my cap to Roderick for doing it. Their request for progress pics. I hope he posts those. I might use that.
He even worked out. I mean, it's not the 75 day thing, but even in Florida, we're in Florida, he would take. Every day, he would go run.
He was going to be a trainer for a while.
Yeah, he was running, and then he would go do the podcast, but he would leave a couple hours early and just go run for like 3, 4, 5 miles and then go do your podcast.
Yeah, I think he's doing like a 5K or whatever, or a half marathon is his goal. I don't know. So tip the cap. And then this also, and I don't know what this means, Jennings. Jay Randolph Jr. is to TMA as Joey Coco Diaz is to the JRE. Think about it. Doug, what does that mean?
I don't know who Coco Diaz is.
I don't know
what's the JRE. Is that Rogan experience?
Who is Coco Diaz?
Somebody says it's a compliment, but I don't know.
Why
don't you come in
Pete,
here?
Come
he
in.
Has,
you
he
has,
he's sporting the black and gold, Doug, because on Saturday, between the hedges, a new team takes control of the SEC East. Yeah. Big game at 11 o'clock the following week.
Okay. God, I got to wake up early for
All right. Hello, Pete.
Who is this Joey Coco?
He's a hilarious comedian.
Okay. So it's a compliment to Jennings.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Compliment to Jennings. He's on
the Rogan Show.
Yeah, he's on the Rogan Show all the time.
Really?
Isn't Joey
it?
Coco.
Yeah. I saw somebody sent me a DM and post on the fan page that Artie's his guest. Did you listen to it yet?
I started listening to it. It's mesmerizing. It's fantastic.
Really?
He's been sober for 9 months.
Has he really?
Yeah. And so far, I mean, I'm only like a half an hour in. It's awesome.
I can't
How
wait
does
to
he
listen.
Sound?
He sounds great. Like, he's full of life. Like, he's just...
Wow.
He's spinning yards.
Maybe this is... It's going to take.
Could be. This is the second... He said it's the second longest he's been sober since he was like 11.
11?
He started drinking at 11?
Yeah, he hit his first puff of the weed at 11.
How stupid is that?
I think, well, once you start...
I think what happened to him was his dad... who we, you know, in his case, most
he
of the time.
He talks about this, actually.
He was very close to his dad, and his dad was a roofer, and he fell and was paralyzed, and he just, and then he passed away, and he just entered deep, deep depression. I think that was the impetus for his substance abuse. Was that?
Oh, he mentioned that his dad was kind of like a small-time criminal, and so, like, he got kind of hooked on the action at a young age.
Oh,
like,
with gambling and...
Gambling and doing drugs. And like, he just liked living on... Like, being on the edge was exciting for him, and he enjoyed it.
He liked it.
Yeah. And then I just got a text from my buddy who's a little further ahead than me.
Oh, what'd he say?
Spoiler alert, Doug!
Sorry. He said he went to Vegas, made like 140 grand doing two shows in two nights.
Artie?
Yeah, and then by the time he got back after the drugs, the gambling, the ladies, he lost like 145 grand that week.
It still was bad news.
$290,000 on drugs and ladies?
Well, he made 140 and then he came back.
That's what I mean.
He came back down five grand.
So he would have spent... He spent the 140 he made, and then another 140.
No,
well,
another
no, an extra five on top of what he made.
So he's net minus five.
He lost 145
after getting 140 to come.
Yeah, right.
Oh. Tim Mizzou is 17 point dogs this weekend. Oh, the spread moved up 2.5 points. Have you seen that, Pete?
No, I mean, I'll watch it. I'm not.
Yeah, you're giving up on the Tigers, have you?
You're not locked in.
Smiling.
I haven't given up. I've tried to tell people I'm a realist. I'm not a Tiger board guy. I mean, I watch the games.
Are you excited to see him play Michigan in the Gator Bowl?
I mean, they might be able to shut down Michigan. I don't know.
I'll be waking up in Canton at 9 o'clock. I'll go get my breakfast, come back
Hit
home,
the
and
Twitter
watch
on.
The watch the kickoff there.
The Gator Bowl?
No, that's never Doug.
Oh,
Doug,
the Mizzou
Doug,
Georgia
Doug,
game.
Gator Bowl, Doug. Come on.
You're getting out of the Canton
well,
trip.
Well, Mizzou Georgia play at night.
Oh, so okay.
Mizzou, Georgia's at night.
I thought you must have met. It's like at 6 o'clock.
Between the hedges, under the lights.
That's correct. Yeah, Missouri, Florida, which is great for the attendance, is going to be an 11 o'clock
oh,
game.
That's
that'll be
the
nice.
Only one, yeah.
Gives time for people from Florida an extra day to come
Imagine
up.
Imagine tailgating at 8.
Guys, it's scary the parallels in my life to Artie's life. Doug, I've been sober for 2,051 days. Tim, let me know.
A recovering alcoholic from Belleville.
Yeah, it's got to be.
Tim, let me know about our family's charity event on Sunday. I need to know if I should have my wife wear panties or not, and if we should have her wear her plug. That's from the recovering alcoholic.
She's recovered from nothing.
Jennings, you know the recovering alcoholic.
A lot of people say they know me that I don't necessarily know exactly, but I may know the recovering alcoholic.
You may?
I may. I'm still one of the people, even though Angry doesn't believe it, that the Swing Haven people are real.
I do, too.
Yeah.
I do, too.
Now, you don't, do you, Doug?
Well, are you talking about Mr. and Mrs. Smith and Mr. and Mrs. Jones?
I'm talking about the Swing Haven board member.
Oh, yeah.
I think they're real as well.
Yeah.
No, but not swingers.
Well.
If they haven't invited
where I might disagree with you, Jennings, is I don't know if the Mrs. knows that the Mr. is very active with the pictures and the text inbox.
I feel bad for her because it's definitely, if this is real, it's just him. Very desperate, very horny, and his wife
putting
has,
her out there.
Yeah, just putting her out on
for,
Park Street.
For
just,
six hot guys doing AM sports
just
talk radio
all over the text line.
You
well,
have to
everybody
question
can
it.
See that the host throughout the evening. It's not just us that have the capability of seeing that.
You think Tuna brings it up?
I don't think he brings it up, but he had the opportunity to at least see the pictures. It's everywhere.
Does Frank ever read text from the Swing Haven board member?
We have the tie-in between the morning show, and it's funny because some of the names are. provocative. And they always get red, and Frank had to stop himself mid-text. Doug Vaughn's listening. He had to read it first to make sure that he has a little bit older of a, maybe a little bit more mature of a an audience.
I would
than
think
we do.
So. Mature, for sure. Yeah.
Just saying.
See, guys, St. Charles is offering free Ferris wheel rides for anyone completing the 75-day challenge. Well, there's what Roderick's going
to
get.
He does get to go on the wheel. Yep. Not the one downtown.
No. You guys have any interest in doing the Ferris wheel downtown?
Yes.
You got to do it, I think, don't you?
I think you probably have to.
I haven't been up in the yard, so I don't really care.
Family I thing. Saw all those people hitting shots at Busch Stadium this weekend.
Yeah, a lot of people are doing it.
I mean, JW played.
Oh, did he really?
Yeah.
Did he?
Jay Williamson. I mean, I don't know what. Did anybody know what that cost?
I think it was like $80 or $90
for a tee for each tee time.
I think so. That ballpark, anyway.
I guess they make money off it. They do it in various ballparks.
Yeah. I think the arch is going to get passed up by the Ferris wheel because of
it
the
isn't.
Parking.
Blasey loves
the Ferris wheel. I absolutely think it's one of the game-changing ideas. No, what? But the arch. You go up there.
Wait a minute. You think the Ferris wheel's a game changer?
Yes.
Okay.
And, you know, there could be a take gone wrong. It could be shut down in 6 months. Who knows? But what I do know right now is, though, it is a pain to get to the arch. And, yes, the infrastructure is cool, but really you just want that view. And now with the capability of having that Ferris wheel,
you
see get
it.
Your view, you get your drinks. You don't have to ride on that scary little elevator up to the top of the arch.
You can park.
You can park. You don't have to take a scooter, Doug. You can park right there.
My favorite part of this discussion is I know there are people tuning in to hear the Benjamin Albright interview who normally don't listen to this show, and the first thing they hear is the guy saying a Ferris wheel's a game changer.
Well, I think they move those Ferris wheels from city to city because they lose their luster over a while.
I hope Mr. Spanos isn't listening.
Have you done it yet, Bosley? You've
been up the Ferris wheel?
No, we plan on doing that when it's kind of the first snowfall.
What does it cost to do that?
$15, I'm told.
I think, I don't know if drinks are provided. I know you have the capability of having a
sure
drink
the
in there.
Drinks are not provided.
They're not provided.
Drinks are never provided.
It's not an all-inclusive meal.
We'll wrap up this 8 o'clock hour right here. And coming up at 9:15, looking forward to talking it over with Benjamin Albright. He is the person who tweeted last night around 10 o'clock that the NFL is talking about the possibility of relocating the Chargers to London or to St. Louis. We will get Benjamin's perspective. Spread the word. Tell the friends of the feather to listen on InsideSTL.com or 590 The Fan KFNS. This is the Ryan Kelly Morning After.
Cough and cold season is here. Introducing Ricola Max Throat Care, Ricola's most powerful drop yet. It's the best of Swiss nature wrapped around a powerful liquid menthol center for maximum relief from your worst cough and sore throat. Maximum nature for maximum relief. Try the new Ricola Max now, available in the cold and cough aisle. Ricola. It's in our nature.
The South Dakota Stories, Volume 3. It was my first time traveling alone. Packed my car with hiking boots, a camera, and my dog, Randy. I don't know what I was searching for. Maybe it was something new, with adventure. Maybe it was the idea of vacation I would never expect. Filled with wildlife, national parks, rivers, whatever it was I set out to find, it was all there and more. Because there's so much South Dakota, so little time.